Brim's down. My only way home was across the line that ran to the city of gentlemen and money. I remember 1,000 bicycles eddying around me, held back by gates as heavy and slow as the locks of the Lee. One rider was a catcher. I once saw him standing by a low steel barrier, holding long and unwieldy tongs. He wore an overcoat to his boots, tied with string at the waist. 30 foot of luminous copper rod shot through a small hole at his feet. As quick as a mongoose, he caught it by the neck, snapped it over and around, to flail down a long iron chute. He threaded it back through the barrier, to be pulled, to be rolled, to wire. Each day he risked 1,000 fiery embraces. He's no longer there, the factory with its great crucibles of flowing, smoking metal gone. In its place, warehouses. Roads have lanced Brimsdown, factories and workers bled away. There are no bikes, the new barrier light and quick to lift. The line still runs to a city of gentlemen and money.